wish I was better at ornithology than I am. I used to have a badge once saying YOC when I was very young. The Young Ornithologist Club. I've swapped the sounds of my normal civilization, which contains road noise and cars and whatnot, for a multitude of wilder sounds, which, don't get me wrong, are interspersed with motorized objects as well. I've heard a plane go over, I heard a car in the distance. That was a shotgun. I'm watching a cat prowling. I've seen a recent kill of a wood pigeon not too far away from where I'm standing. And where I'm standing at the moment is on the steps of a really spectacular church, kind of hidden away. Not used for services other than special arranged stuff, I think. It's called St. Andrew's in Gunton. And it always amazes me when I'm walking through the woods here and suddenly you kind of see through the trees the very Roman frontage, the pillars, and it's connected to Gunton House. Well, not connected, it's down the bottom of a very, very kind of long lawn and through some trees. But I've come away to Norfolk for a couple of days to catch up with work and do some writing. It's particularly good because it's very difficult to get any kind of mobile signal, but unfortunately for me, I've just discovered that standing in this strange kind of massive pillared porch, it must be creating or acting like some kind of parabolic dish, because I've just picked up some 3G. Good job it's a wet, dark walk later on, otherwise I might be tempted when I should be writing. I came out here actually to find a well-lit, dry outdoor space so I could shoot a little video, because I believe Scott is from Scotty Vest is launching a competition, What's in Your Scotty Vest. And I always like to show what my daily carry is. At the moment, I'm actually covered in technology because you never know who you're going to meet. I can hear the snip, snip, snipping of a gardener not too far away as he trims hedges, and I can't help but think he's going to be a guy that knows a lot about the local history and the local area. And I've got my recording equipment with me at all times, just in case. It's definitely nice just standing here and listening to the ducks and the pigeons and the various other wildlife I don't know. And of course, if I was to walk up to these very large doors, and when I say very large, I think there must be about 10, 12 foot high. More than that, maybe. And now I'm inside, kind of very dark, windowless foyer, but I can see a crack in the door in front of me. And now I'm inside the church itself, which has quite spectacular acoustics. Oh, false panel in the floor. Is it? It's got a stone kind of slated floor, and down the middle there's a blue carpet. I'm just going to lift the carpet. Appears to be some kind of grill or drainage. Who knows? These kind of places. I'm sure that was me dropping a battery pack out of one of my many open pockets. I'm pretty sure that these places have secret passages and stuff. I can see an organ up on a balcony. I won't go and prowl around upstairs. Hello? Oh, where's my harmonica when I need it? Is it sacrilegious to play the harmonica? I mean, they've got a pipe organ. Surely a mouth organ is not much different. There's a very old-looking Bible sat here. And I'm stood behind it right now, wondering what it would be like to have this job over hundreds of years. Incidentally, if you put my name into an anagram generator, it changes Christian Payne, which means follower of Christ, pagan, nicely balanced there. It changes that. The first thing that came out of the anagram generator was preach insanity. So maybe I am stood in the right place, who knows. Let me just look and read the first thing that comes to me. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor. And in the day of the Midian, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. And this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Oh, it starts getting a little bit. For wickedness burneth as the fire, it shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Wow, talking about eating arms? Maybe this is the Old Testament. I will leave that for other people and other vocations, but what an amazing space. Very high ceiling. Very, very good condition considering the age, I guess. I'm going to go back outside. It's actually warmer outside than it is inside. I believe that this church is looked after by the Church's Conservation Trust. So, although people don't necessarily use it for regular worship, it remains consecrated and open to all, so should you fancy some sanctuary. I hear a car. You can hear the state of the I won't say road, the track around here. That's the link to civilization. A track I'm just about to walk up and head back to my hideaway retreat, my unheated, so I've got layers on, but well sorted kind of base for the next day and for yesterday. I've probably overstocked with the food and wine, but hey, never have too much of the latter, can you? I'm going to stand and listen for a while. Have a good day wherever you are.